Good morning, world. It's me again, baby, and I'm back like I never left, honey. So I know it's been a minute. I did not realize it's been so long since I've done an episode. So I apologize for that, you guys. Life been out here lifing, and I just really been taking some time with the Lord and just really sitting in His presence. And I didn't even realize that time flies, and now we're in the holiday season, and it's wild that we're about to step into 2024, Lord willing. And it's crazy. Like, I just looked at my last episode date, and I think it was my last episode, like September 15th. I'm like, whoa, wowzers, yikes. So I want to step in and just kind of like check in with you guys. I'm gonna give you a little nugget because I'm actually about to get ready to start my day. But I did want to check on you beautiful humans and just see how you guys have been, what you guys are up to, what you guys been, how your mental is faring. And I'm just taking it in. You know, I feel like we're in a season of silence. You know, we're in a season of silence. I think sometimes we get so happy and excited on the vision that God has given us, but I believe that God is sitting us in His presence. He's downloading and He's getting us ready for the promises that He has, that He's going to give us. Because here's the thing, a dream delayed is not a dream denied. And so I do believe that He wants us to share our visions and our promises, but not to after it's completed, not to after it's done. So we got some things cooking. I'm super excited, but I've told God that I will not share. I will not share until He gives me the go, the green light, the permission to share what He has going on in my life and what He's doing in my life and the God ordained projects that He's placed in my vision and in my path. And I'm super excited. And I just want you guys in this season to, you know, because the holidays are tough for some, including myself. And I just don't want you to dread this day. I don't want you to dread this season, because Jesus is the reason for the season. And I think that sometimes we get caught up in the materials and we get caught up in the things or the people that we don't have, that we don't see that this season is really a Jesus season. This is really celebrating our Lord. And I just feel like have a safety plan. That's what I want to say. Have a holiday safety plan. And that's what I'm going to start doing throughout this season, is just having that holiday safety plan. My holiday safety plan is really focusing on Jesus and really not getting into the whole festivities of it all, because it's supposed to be joyous. It's supposed to be a joyous occasion, but I'm not gonna hold you. Some of these carols and stuff, it can be overkill for me. I'm sorry. It's just, I'm just not here for it, you know. And I don't listen to the holidays carols. I don't have a tree in my house. Not trying to sound like a Grinch, but that's my reality. This is my new normal. And so I'm just learning how to, I go on my daily prayer walks, and I listen to worship music. And you know, there's certain carols I listen to, but some of them can be a little bit too much nostalgic for me or too triggering. I don't listen to them no more, not right now in this season. And that's my holiday safety plan. And my holiday safety plan, I'm adjusting to it because I just learned about it today, so I want to share it with you guys. And so I just wanted to, you know, spend time with my loved ones, spend time with my family any ways necessary. You know, even if I have to do a FaceTime, if I have to do a Zoom, you know, call on the phone, you know, write a few letters, whatever that case may be, just really being intentional and spending time with the people that's above ground, you know. And then spending people with the people that's transition on, whether it's through my dreams, whether it's writing letters to them, updating them on what's going on in my life, you know. And just really taking this time to really be focused on today. Let's not focus on the future. Let's not focus on tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Let's really focus on today. Like my holiday safety plan is really focusing on my health, focusing on my mental and physical health, focus on my spirituality, and just really just tapping in, you know, not really getting caught up in the socials, you know, like the social media outlets, not really getting caught up in that, but really taking time for that much needed self-care in this season. And that's what I want you guys to do. Like, because sometimes we can get caught up. We can get caught up in our finances, the people that's not in our lives, or we're not where we want to be in our life. And, you know, the enemy plays all types of tricks, and he kicks you while you're already down. And so I just want to step in, you know, give you this little nugget real quick, because I'm about to actually get started on my day. And then I will do a little bit longer this week, maybe tomorrow, a longer podcast. But I just want to kind of give you a little nugget today, because I want to get started, because I'm like, whoa, you know, I didn't realize it's been so long. So I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry it's been so long since I left you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm here, I'm back, and I'm actually getting prepared for another season of this podcast. It's going to be our 11th season, Lord willing, next year. And I'm super excited. We got some things that's going to be cooking for this podcast. I want to thank you guys, you know, my podcast family, who's been rocking with me since season one, since day one. You know, July 4th, 2019 was the first air date. And it was Independence Day, and it was like my freedom of sharing this podcast dream with you guys, and you guys made it a reality, and you guys made it so successful, and look at us, we in season 10, entering into season 11, going into the new year, and I'm just so super excited about that. Like, you guys have been with me on this journey, and I thank you for that, you know what I'm saying, because you guys didn't have to rock with me, you know, this long, but you have, and I'm grateful for that. And so, I'm not going to hold you guys long. I'm going to do some editing and everything. You know, like I say, we got some God-ordained projects that's going into the new year. And, you know, God has downloaded a path and my purpose, my renewed purpose. And that's the thing I want you guys to focus on, is really downloading, tapping in with God. See what your purpose is. Give yourself a reason to live. Choose joy. Choose happiness. Mainly joy, because happiness is your circumstances, but joy comes whenever, you know, and you can have peace in the midst of your circumstances. And so I just want to encourage you to tap in with him, tap in with yourself, your inner self. Like, what is your inner self needing in this season? Do you need more rest? You know, do you need to, you know, because there's a lot of loneliness in this season, including myself. And so do you need to be around people? Do you need to hear a voice over the phone? Do you need to journal? Do you need, you know, to eat healthier? Do you need that nice little cheat meal? You know, you can cheat, you know, it's okay. You know, if you need that little cheat meal, like what does yourself, you know, it's inquiring. Do you need to listen to a prayer live? Do you need to listen to that's on social media? Do you need to listen to a sermon? Do you need to listen to some meditation? Like, what is yourself telling you right now? Let's not ignore ourselves. I one thing about our bodies and our mentals is going to tell you what you need. And so I just want to encourage you guys, before I hop off of here, I just want to encourage you guys to tap in with the Lord and tap in with yourself, and just see, like, what is it that you need? Don't ignore yourself. Don't push. That's where burnout comes into play. And if people need you, honey, we need you, honey. We need you around. And I love you. If you ain't heard it from anybody else, I love and I care about you. And I don't want you to push yourself to the point you burn yourself out, because you have people around here, around you and around here that needs you. So don't burn yourself out. If you need that rest, that mental, physical rest, if you don't need to answer that phone or that text, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? They will be there when you get back. You know what I'm saying? Tap in with yourself and see what you need. You know what I'm saying? And focus, last before I leave, focus on gratitude, being grateful in this season. I know sometimes this can be a little rough, but really tap in and really see, like, how far you have come, how far God has taken you. You know what I'm saying? And just really be grateful for what you do have, the people that is in your life, you know, the things that you do have, whether it's, you know, being in a home or having money or having good health or whatever that might be that God has tapped in and downloaded, you know, really be grateful for where you at. Okay, I love you guys. I'm about to clock in, but I love you guys. I tap in a little bit later this week where it'll be a little bit longer of an episode. And I love you guys. Thank you for joining in. And y'all be easy. All right, take it easy. Love you. Bye.